start with Chafetz Chaim first. Starting with Chafetz Chaim first today, because that's what we're going to do. Okay, everybody say. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a good Purim.
Excellent.
We're going to start with Chafetz Chaim today, because I don't know, the recorder, man, it's not here. Fine, so we're holding Chafetz Chaim in Shem Yishmeh Salashim. We're holding. First of all, Ezra, I think I spoke to everybody, but Ezra said I'm going to try to finish the Masechta by this week, next week, whatever they don't finish, you can finish over Pesach. Next month, we're going to start Masechta Feitzer right away, whenever this month starts. And I'm Shchedesh a few days before Shchedesh. I'll make a Siyum at the beginning of next month, Mr. Hashem, a Gala Siyum. Not sure where. A lot of people offered to make the Siyum ready. Let's see where.
I think the camera's on.
Yeah.
Best place you can.
Yeah, I don't know. He told me
what chapter are you in, Proof? When
paid per dollar, four chapters for. He told me he has to get something. Ruben told me he's not. I don't know what's going on with Kevin.
No microphone.
I don't know. He told me I told him to do Chavis Chaim first. He went to get something.
It's like the top of your head's on it.
It's good for that. I'll take it's the top of my head. It's the top of my head's on it.
Probably not recording.
He told me he didn't really start it yet. That's good.
Is that because you're making your comments more or less off the top of your head? Is that
maybe that's what on the top of my head. So that's the Shem. So that's the schedule now. So everybody should try to keep on going. This Wednesday is going to be keep on moving. Try to get to the end of the Masechta. And then try to finish Ben Hizman. Mostly have like 3-4 weeks to finish one daf of the last daf of Makkah. That's the Shem. Only can see it. Fine. That's the Shem. It's going to be good. So Ben Hizman Gadali is probably going to give Shir from Wednesday until if he wants. And the third and the next week. Fine. So we said we're holding we're in chapter 4 of Sefer Shemiras Halashon and Shai Zafira chapter 4. It says that Chazal say that one who speaks Lashon Hara, they deserve to be bitten by a dog. And Chazal also say that whoever a Kelev Shaita bites them like a vicious dog, they have no refuah. Over here, what?
Don't understand it.
Let's try. We're going to try to understand.
Don't understand it.
So what are we saying? We're saying over here that if a person looks at all the things at the Gemara, that the Chazal saying Gemara Yuma, all the characteristics of a Kelev Shaita, it's like a bulldog and a vicious dog, they'll see why a person who speaks Lashon Hara is very similar to this dog. It was like this. On page Chafal, there are five things which were said by a Kelev Shaita, by a dog, this crazy dog. Piv pasua, how do you know if you're meeting up with a Kelev Shaita, a crazy dog? Its mouth is always open. Its mouth is open. Rirei Naitiv, it's like drooling.
He's talking about a rabid dog.
Yeah.
What's a rabid dog?
Rabies.
Kelev Shaita. How do you know if the dog has rabies? That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a deadly. It's basically, if you get bitten by it, it's pretty deadly. If you get bitten by the stone, so it's like rabies. Oh, it's that piv fasuach. Its mouth is open. Rirei nice, like dripping like saliva. Va'aznav srucha. So here also it says that its ears are bent. So it's saying that ears are bent. Uznava and its tail munachas leben yarkes. It's like between its legs. Umahalach al sidi Rosh Hashanah, and it walks always on the side of Rosh Hashanah. Now they say like the one the dogs that are just like walking around on the side, those are like the ones with rabies. And I say the cats over there. The Yesh Erim Af Neveach Ma'en Kol Nishma. Some say that you can't hear its voice.
They can't.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So our business says this is a dog with rabies, right. And they want to say if the Chayefe, if this guy scratches you, Mistake. What's the joke? Tell us the joke. Tell us the joke.
It's the Gilgul. The Gilgul, the rabbi who spoke
rabies.
Rabies.
Rabies. Other than rabies. So it's over here. If let's say this thing scratches you, then you're in sakana. The nuzzle, it bites you, miss you, the person dies right away. The chayv, let's say it just scratched you, what's the fixing? Why always this happening? What's the cure? It says, Nishlach mana mishdenu kamei v'nirad. Take your clothes off and throw it in front of it and run away. That's the Gemara says. That's the tikkun. These things are deep. It's not a simple thing. However, it works. Take your clothing, throw it to the dog.
Maybe it's even scientific. He smells your clothing, he's going to be sick for clothing, and as soon as you drop it, and you can run away.
Run away. It says, what's Pshach? Chafetz Chaim is like this. Its mouth is open. This is a Baal Lashon Hara. A someone who speaks Lashon Hara, His mouth is open. It's like a person with rabies. His mouth is always open, trying to talk. Mm-hmm. Whoever he can find to talk to, he's always talking. You heard this news, that news. Doesn't matter who he meets, he's always trying to talk. Reunited, since he has an evil spirit which hovers over him because he spoke Lashon Hara. Imagine, scary. It's an evil spirit. And therefore, now a person who speaks Lashon Hara, they have an evil spirit on them, they're much more easier to become upset and bekas. And azos, that automatically, a person has ruach ra on them, they get bekas more. They have dinim on them, they get bekas much more. They have bad midas.
Right? What is bekas?
Kaas, he gets angry. He has the character trait of anger. So someone who speaks Lashon Hara, the next thing that will happen to them is they'll always be getting angry because they have an evil spirit hovering over them. So how would you like if some evil spirit was hovering over your head? You would also get very angry, be very anxious, and feel the dinim on you. And since this person's mouth is always open, and they're always getting upset, so the person, just like the thing, it can't close its mouth, can't control all the saliva dripping down his dog, this person also, besides his Lashon Hara, he also has saliva, a lot of other garbage coming out, all his kas and other things. He can't guard his mouth and close his mouth. He's a Baal Lashon Hara is always getting upset. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara is always getting upset. Anybody does things he doesn't like. And he says also, just like a shaita, a kalach when he's dripping saliva is disgusting, right? And you know, wherever this guy was, you could track them, right? You know wherever this guy was, you could track all the saliva all around. You see where they were. And even after the guy left, you could still tell this guy was here. Also, Baal Lashon Hara. That the guy, even though he speaks Lashon Hara, he always makes a hullabaloo wherever he goes. Even after he leaves, there's still machlek is going on. He starts off a lot of machlek. So also, we said the guy's ear, that this kalb shed, his ears are flat. He says, besides the fact that his bite is very dangerous, that he always wants to bite anybody who he sees, he also does something else. He's very tricky. He hides, and he makes like he's not a dangerous dog. He walks on the side of the road very nicely, like he's, you know, calm. He doesn't look like he's running to come eat you. He walks nicely on the side of the road. So too, a Baal Lashon Hara, right? A person doesn't want everybody to think, oh, he's the guy speaking Lashon Hara, he's the guy who makes fights. So they make like the tzaddik, they make like they're always innocent, right? And they make like they're always, they make like they're not listening to all Lashon Hara, all the different things going on, politics, you know, they're listening with they make believe their ears are folded, but really they're listening to all Lashon Hara to go tell other people. Just like this dog, he walks on the side of Rishon Rabbim. So he wants to make like he doesn't want to hear anything. And that's why also his tail is between his feet, it doesn't lift it up. To show he's very humble, he's not, you know, he doesn't have his tail high, he's a very nice guy. He doesn't want people to realize that he's coming to fight. He doesn't want people to realize he's coming to fight people. Some people say also like you can't hear its voice. It's also people want to make a Baal Lashon Hara wants to make sure, oh, I'm a nice guy, I'm not such a loud guy, right? So besides the fact that he's always looking into what's going on, so he could say if there's also stuff. Once people know that he's this guy, the guy who speaks Lashon Hara, and people don't like him, he makes like he's not really speaking Lashon Hara. And then, also when he speaks Lashon Hara, he doesn't make like, oh, I have Lashon Hara to tell you. He makes like he's saying a story, and in this story he also speaks Lashon Hara. And also he doesn't say the whole story, just you understand the story from him. So his ears are bent, and his tail is between his feet, like he's like the caliph. That even though in the dog he wants to speak Lashon Hara, he wants to bite somebody. This guy also, he wants to speak Lashon Hara. But he makes sure that he's easygoing. So also we say that this dog, you can't really hear its voice. It's just like, it has like a hoarse voice. Also, this is people who speak Lashon Hara, and they put up Pashkavilin. They put up all these signs all over. No one knows who put up the sign. They put up a sign, whoever gets to whoever you want. And no one knows who did it. No one knows who the guy spraying Lashon Hara at this guy. Because in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, you get some guys to plaster your things all over. And then so he makes like he's whispering. He doesn't want anybody to hear he's saying Lashon Hara. He's really the guy who's speaking Lashon Hara. They do it sometimes. You see the guy like in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, plastering the signs.
Yeah.
They put up all the signs all over.
The
Matter Rabbanan sign. Yeah, that's not Lashon Hara, but also other people for different things. Wow. They put up signs. Oh. So he's saying, why should we go further in lengthening about how bitter this sin is? Chazal say, someone who speaks Lashon Hara is as if the Medrash says they're over on all Chamishi Yechom Shei Torah and they're Kaiper Be'ikr, and they're denier. They deny Hashem. Because it says, Amr Yishuv Levi. Chamesh Torah scripture, is, when it speaks about Taras, it says the word Taras five times. Zoyz Taras Negaz Ras, Zoyz the Torah, Zoyz Tia Taras Amitaras, Zoyz Taras Shema Negaz Ras, Zoyz Taras. To teach you that whoever speaks Lashon Hara says, if they went against all Chamesh Yechom Shei Taras. That's the Chazal say. It says the word Taras, when it's referring to Taras, because Taras is the punishment for someone who speaks Lashon Hara. Over there it says the word Torah five times. To tell you someone who speaks Lashon Hara says, if they went against the Torah five times. Continue, I don't know where the mic is. Continue. Amr Chazal, Gemara and Erechim. Amr Yechim Reisim and Zimra. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara says, if he's a denier, he denies Hashem. Because why? What's Pshat on that? Why does only deny? Because we know before someone speaks Lashon Hara, they turn their head to make sure no one there is listening who might get him in trouble. So that's very bad, because why? It's like a ganif. You're looking to make sure no one's looking, but you're not afraid of Hashem. Right? Who's worse? Someone who steals in public or someone who steals in private? Who's worse?
In private.
Why? Because if there you're showing you're afraid of people, but you're not afraid of Hashem. So abolish an hour also. Because he's looking to make sure the other guy's not around, anybody from the other side of the politics is not around, then he speaks his Lashon Hara. So you're only afraid of the people, and you're not afraid of Hashem. You're not looking ayin right that Hashem sees you from on high. And it says, Lashon Hara is so bad, a person has to have some element of kfirah in him, kfirah b'ikr, before he speaks Lashon Hara. Therefore, anyone who has brains in their head should see constantly to fight and overcome this desire and urge to speak Lashon Hara, fight the war with the Yetzirah. Because if you get entrapped in this evil sin, then it's going to be very bad. Oh. So therefore, come to Reuben. So he says that a person should try very hard not to get caught up in this bitter sin, and then praiseworthy he this world or next. So we have some kuti eitzes now. Okay, if not, we'll start. If he's not here, we'll just start without it. So another 2 minutes, we'll start. Cameraman's not here. Oh, now, Baruch Hashem. According to, we're in the kuti eitzes emes and emuna.
What page?
Number ches. This thing is page 4, but it's number 8. Fine, so what does it say over here? According to the lack of Emunah, so too is the hiddenness of Hashem, and therefore it comes out to be the anger of Hashem. We see the anger of Hashem. Right? When Hashem's all over the place. When Hashem hides His presence from us, right? So too, there's a gap over there. So who takes over? The bad guys jump in. The bad guys are always trying to jump in. The other side, the side of the Tumah, is trying to jump. So according to the lack of Emunah, that's how much lack we're going to have of Hashem's presence in this world. And therefore, replaced by that, we'll get the Hashem's anger and Hashem's at all the dinim and chas v'shalom. And once we have that, then the tzaddikim run away from covet. They don't want to guide us. They don't want to lead us because they can't deal with the din. The tzaddikim want to come close to Hashem. They need to be close to Hashem. If you guys aren't being close to Hashem, they can't deal with just the din. So what's the eitzah? What do we do? What should we do? We're lacking emunah. Right? And over here, Kuti Ezra, Nachman's giving us the eitzahs, not just the problems. We know we have a lot of problems. But what's the eitzah? What's the advice? So what do we do? We feel like I'm lacking emunah. And I see Hashem is me, this adil on me, this is going wrong, that's going wrong. Every star walking through, they're screaming at me. Everything's going wrong. My wife's screaming at me. What should I do? I see I'm lacking shechina. I see I'm having dinim on me. What should I do? I have to pay bills. So what does it say? Al yidei through shemeshabrim haka'as rachmanas. Through the fact that a person breaks their anger with Rachmanis, right? Aydeze, through this, nimta kacharein af, it gets sweetened the anger of Hashem. Vazay, and then atzadiki emes, mekabal makavod v'manhigos, they accept the kavod, v'zoichan lanik amiti, v'zoichan to a true leader, shiyavi kol echad, who could bring each person on tachas amiti, to the true tachas. So what's the eitzah? Again, I'm lacking emunah. So what happened? I'm lacking emunah. Now, Hashem's hiding Himself from me. Hashem's hiding Himself. Right? So what should I do? So what's the Eitzah? What should I do now? I'm seeing dinim on me. I don't have a munah. So what should I do? The Eitzah is... What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, when next time I want to get angry, break that anger with Rachmanis. What does that help me? Because now Hashem asked me the Kenegad Mida. If I broke my... I wanted to get angry at my wife. I wanted to get angry at kids. I wanted to get angry at somebody. I'm going to say, you know, even if I'm right for getting angry, I'm just going to say, remember it's from Hashem. Bring myself back to the Emunah. And break myself. I'm not going to get angry. I'm going to control myself. I'm going to try to stay calm. And remember, it's Hashem. So by me sweetening my ka'as instead of getting angry and being merciful, and by remembering Hashem, so that's how I also meet the Kenegan Midas. So now I brought back the Emunah. And Hashem says, I'm also angry at you. I think I should be angry at you because you don't have so much Emunah. But I'm also going to overcome my anger. I'm going to give you mercy. And what's the biggest rachmanis of Hashem? To help us, give us tzaddikim, who can help us reach the tachlis. So if we see this dinin, because we're lacking emunah, the eitz is to break our kas. So Hashem will sometimes send us, we see this dinim on us, so many things are going wrong, especially this dinim. If we break our kas and we try to have rachmanis, that will help Hashem also, arouse Hashem to have rachmanis on us. And the biggest mercy is to help us see the tzaddikim and understand what the tzaddikim are telling us. The tzaddikim should guide us, and they could bring us to our tachlis, our ultimate goal. Okay, we still have one more letter, Ruben. One more letter. You good? You ready?
You can also
just get angry at the Yitzhar. No, it's a Rigzuv al-Tachtar. It says, get angry at him.
Just get angry right back at him. No, we didn't break him. They said, you break the Yitzhar, you stuck it too. They just split them. So instead, you channel the anger back at him. You say, why are you trying to get me in trouble with this situation, with this person, with my wife, whatever? You speak to Yitzhar and tell him, why are you trying to get me in trouble here? Please, you know, not please, don't say please. If you're not getting me in trouble, I'm going to get you in trouble, you know? Or whatever. You really like person.
Yeah. Try to break the point. Let's break this.
Against your own Yitzhara.
Oh, there's Az Taknusha, yeah. Fine. So he said, a person, Ein La Adam, test. Ein La Adam, Lakal Manhigos. A person should not accept Manhigos' Tzrara, that he should be in charge. Don't accept to be in charge unless a person has a Muna Shlema. And even if a person thinks I want to become, and even if a person thinks that I want to be in charge, I want to help people, that's why I want to be in charge, so I want to help people, that's why. So it's not really rechmanas. Really, you just want to, you're covered. And you're running after covered, and you're saying, oh, you're saying you want to help people. Really, all you want is covered. And if a person gets the wrong job when they're not fitting for it, they can become too apikorsis. They become too denial in Hashem, chas v'shalom. The person runs after covet and they want to be in charge of something, and they run after covet and they're trying to get this job or whatever it is. They say, I want to help people, I want to be in charge of this chesed organization because I want to help people, I want to be in charge of this, in charge of that, I want to help people, I want to be a shashiva to help people, I want to be in charge of this, all different things. Really, they really want to help themselves get covet. And they're really not really fit, and this can be very damaging to them. Because to try to jump into big shoes you can't really fit into, it could cause a person to even become an apikaris and to lose lose their emunah. So a person should only do this once they have emunah shlema. But from Shemayim, they have rachmanis on the person. From Shemayim, they have rachmanis on the person. They don't let him be in charge. Even some people want to be in charge. Some doesn't let them. Why? So they don't have emunah. And being in charge will be much worse for them. Will make them become total deniers of Hashem. Hashem should help us, Hashem, not run after any
job. There are hundreds of people who are running after this right now. How many? More than 120.
What, 120 people want to become the prime minister?
It says that. There are 120.
There's only 120 spots for the covered people, but there must be about 500 running after it. You don't understand? You understand?
I'm Evan Yavin. Right. So really, you shouldn't run after the covered.
Randa,
don't be part of the Knesset. Don't sit in the cast. It's fine.
22A?
22A.
So
Nanach. They're doing it again? They're trying again?
Nanach.
Yeah? Last time they didn't get a seat. They didn't get a seat last time.
Someone brought in a sign and they said to vote for them. So serious.
Fine, let's see. Let's try to continue and move on to something in the Gemara. So we're holding now three lines before the Mishnah. It's about 6 lines from the bottom of the page. We ended up right before the Mishnah, before Purim. Amar Reb Hashaya, Hamar Pia Shur Psuli Hamakdashim. One who breeds an ox which was Psuli Hamakdashim. What are Psuli Hamakdashim? Things that became possible from Hekdesh. Right? And the halacha is you can't bring it for a carbon anymore. So you have to redeem it. However, this thing still remains with Kedusha. And one example we spoke about earlier was, let's say, a Peter Chamar. The firstborn of a Chamar. We said it has Kedusha, but you can't bring it for a Karma. Because you can't bring a Chamar. So what do? You redeem it for another animal. But the original animal still has Kedusha on it for certain halachas. For what? You're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to make it work. So even though this animal is, so to speak, it's chulin, it's not really kaddish, it has certain elements in it which is kaddish, which has kedusha, right? On one hand, you're allowed to eat the meat. The other hand, you're not allowed to do work with it. So therefore, if you take this animal with another animal, it's an interesting gemara. You're breeding kaddish and chum. Because this animal has kedusha, holiness, a certain aspect, element of holiness onto it, and it's also mundane because you're allowed to eat the meat. The other animal, let's say it's the same situation, also has holiness and it's also mundane. So by mixing them together, you're mixing holiness on mundane and holiness, that's also kil'ayim. That's a big chiddush. The Rivan says, he doesn't know where this came from, that he can have kil'ayim mixing kedusha and chah. The Ketari says, don't mix two animals, two different animals, don't crossbreed animals. He's saying also, don't crossbreed something holy with something not holy is also considered crossbreeding. That's what Rashi says. Rivan says he doesn't know where the source is. Right, that's what Rivan says. It sounds strange, but it could be the Taisa says because he had to. Taisa said he had different gears, so.
I'm strange.
Fine. Anyway, that's what he said. So again,
so is the only thing you can do is just bring it out the pasture?
And you can shecht, you can bring it to pasture and shecht and eat the meat. You can't milk it.
You can't work it.
You can't milk it. You can't shave it off. You can't shave the hairs. You can't, you know, get the wool from these animals. If like something I would have kedusha, if I have wool, you can't get the wool on it. You can't do all these things.
So the only thing you can do is just shecht it. That's it.
You can take it for a walk. Pet it.
You're allowed to lay your hand on it too hard.
Yeah, but you're allowed to lead it. You're allowed to walk it around. Because the Taisa says that if you're not allowed to walk it, and every time you walk it, you consider you worked with it. So, hey, I'm supposed to get it from place to place. That means like with a package on it.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what he said. Right? If you look at the bottom Taisa on Hamanik, look at the bottom Taisa Hamanik v'sharp sulam k'dashin. Like at the bottom Taisa says, v'davka specifically imayshech hashar. If you're pulling the shor masoi begufo, if the shor is pulling, if the ox is pulling a package with its body, av b'layam shacha. If it's not pulling anything, ain't like it. You don't get Matabon Hugga just for leading it. Tim Lankin, if not so, forever, you're never going to be able to lead it, sharp Sula Mekdashim, Himakam Acha from another place. You can't move it around from place to place. So they didn't say, we for sure let you move from place to place. The Israel is making it do work with a package, leading it with a package on it. Good, fine. So again, let's see anymore. Amar Bishayim, Marbiya Sharp Sula Mekdashim, like Kishnayim. One who breeds animals with Sula Mekdashim gets two malchus. Why in the world do you get two malchus? So one malchus is for kil'ayim, for crossbreeding kedusha and chol. And second of all, because you're using the psula mekadosh, you're not allowed to use these animals for your personal benefit for anything. So that's going to be the second issue. Let's think more further. Oh, Rav Yitzchak, hamanik b'sharp psula mekadosh. This real test is going on. Someone who leads an axe of psula of pasul mekadosh, like it, then you get one malchus, even in one axe. You're just leading one axe. Why? Sherei guf echadu. Because really, it's true, it's one animal, it's one body. So what are you crossbreeding? Because asal hakasav, the Torah, the pasuk made a kishneigum like two different bodies. Since some halachas, for certain halachas, considered holy, certain halachas considered mundane, it's not holy. So in this animal are two things. By you leading this animal to package, you're leading kilayim. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. He's being a little more extreme than Rabbi Shafi. Rabbi Shai is extreme. Rabbi Yitzchak is even more extreme. So you can't even lead this one animal, because by leading this animal, you're leading kilayim. This animal alone is considered kilayim. Make a barbecue. Yeah, let's see the Rivan.
What happens if you shecht it?
You're supposed to. Then what happens? I don't know. That's fine.
What do you do with it?
Don't eat it.
You put it in the garbage. So what? What do you do?
No, it didn't have kedusha. It's fine. You can put it in the garbage.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hamarbiya Sharib Shulam Ktash. Let's see the first wide line of Rivan. Shenifte. Let's say you had a case of something with hektish, which is possible. It was redeemed. Afilu almina, even on its own type, even if you take a shara ox and another ox, like you get malchus. Shrei kuf echad, because it's one body, but asa because of the Torah made it shnei kuf into like two different entities. Why? The Torah is chulin. because it has the halachas of chulin. But Taris kachim, I love it. It also has the halachas of kachim on it. Taris chulin. Why? Where do we see it has the halachas of a chulin of an animal that's mundane, a regular animal? Shemoter ba'achila michos lepesach ayel ma'ed. You're allowed to eat it outside the walls of the ayel ma'ed. Ki'il was if. Elements, if it never became hektish, ever. So we see, it has an element that is considered mundane. But we also see the Tariq Kachim, Allah, it also has the Tariq Kachim, Sha'asr Begiza Vavaita. It has a halacha like a sanctified animal, that we see you're not allowed to shave it or make it work. Darmin of Sifri, like we say in the Sifri, it's Ashur the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Bechol Avas Nafshecha. And whatever, avas like tivus, whatever your soul desires, tizbach yukashach, any animal that's kosher you desire, you want this animal, slaughter it. Va'achalta basar, and you should eat its meat. As it says, you want an animal, shechta, and eat its meat. Comes the Sifrian ask, then ma'a kasa medara, what's this pasuk talking about? You desire an animal, you desire steak chops, shech the animal and eat the meat. In the basar taiva, if it's regular basar taiva, you're just in the mood of it's regular meat that you're in the mood. You have a taiva for, you have a desire for. Harikvar amar, we already have a pasuk that you're allowed to eat this meat. So what does it say? Ki yarchav Hashem elikecha es kvulcha. When Hashem widens your borders, the chul garmi ki da'av nafsho. The pasuk says whatever your soul desires, that's what you could eat. In bachilas kachim, if it's referring to you're eating animals which are kachim. Harekvar Amar already says, Kiyim Bama, because another person already tells you should only eat it in a sanctified place. Sham Talav, then you should bring it up. And over here you tell me this father, just eat it, do whatever you want. So what's this father talking about? If your heart desires it, go shech then eat it. What's it talking about? If it's chulin, I already have a pasuk. If it's kachim, I have a pasuk to eat it in the right place. Ha'ena kasme daber must be the pasuk not talking about elu b'psula hamakutashim sheniftu. It must be referring to our case. An animal which is hektish that got redeemed. So, and what do we darshim in the pasuk? Tizbach v'lagiza. We say over here, make sure you shecht it. You're not allowed to shear off the wool. The aser, it's aser v'kiza v'avayda. The pasuk teaches me it's aser, forbidden to shave off the wool, to work with it. Basar, you're allowed to eat. The pasuk says you're allowed to eat the meat. We make a drush of aloy chalav. You're not allowed to drink the milk. V'achalta, we said you should eat it. But like lavecha, not your dogs. Your dogs are not allowed to eat it. So we see that this animal has some elements of kedusha, some elements of that is not kedush. In Helkach, therefore, asur laharvia, it's forbidden to breed it. Afilu emina, even with its own species, mishum kilayim, because it's considered kilayim. Shemarbia chulin al kachim, because you are breeding something which is mundane, onto kachim. I kachim al chulin, or kachim onto chulin. V'chein v'manik. Also, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak also says by leading it. Afilu manik imina. Even if you're leading it two oxes together. You're leading it together. V'afilu manhiga b'fnei asma. Even if you're leading it by itself. Chulin v'kachim. It's chulin and kachim. V'chayim shem kilayim. V'charisho. V'chayim for plowing with kilayim. Dehu atma kilayim. Because he himself is kilayim. Sha'asa and Akasta, because the Torah made them. Shnei Gufin made it into two, like two different entities, two bodies. Now the Ravan says, "V'loy shamati, I never heard Raimi Nolan, the Chulin, the Kachim, Kelayim, Zevazet. The Chulin and Kachim become Kelayim. But Dover Tame, this thing is a wonder. It's a wonder, what type of thing is that? It's not two different animals. Because you're breeding Chulin and Kachim, that makes it Kelayim. So that's very interesting. It's a wonder to me where this thing comes from. That's considered. That's considered kilayim. Fine, very good. Baruch Hashem, ready for the new Mishnah? Ready? Oh, Kama Malkin. I say. How many malchus? Pesachos malchus. We're getting to the end of Pesachos. You want to make sure you know how many malchus to get. How much malchus do you get? Mar says, Mishnah says, Arba'im chaser achas. 40 minus 1. 39? Why? How do you know? The Torah says 40. No. Shenarik says, B'mispar arba'im. Where is the statement of Mispar Bar? First, one pasuk ends off saying the Mispar. From the beginning, the first sentence is the Mispar. Meaning what? In the Varim Perikha famous base, it says, Vahayi and Binakas Arasha, Vipila Shay, Vikalufanam, he should hit him in front of him, Kedeirish Asa Bimispar, according to his wickedness in the number. What does the pasuk next pasuk say? Arbaim Yakenu Lo Yosef. 40, hit him 40 times, don't do any more than that. So we're making a drasha, the last word of the pasuk before and the first word of this pasuk, Bimispar Arbaim. When you get to the number 40, you say, Minyan, the number Shu Samach La Arbaim, which is close to 40. Walk up. You should count up to 40. That's what the Tanakhama says. Yudah Aymer says, no, Arbaim Shlemis. The Torah says 40. Do 40, Arbaim Shlemis will like it. V'hechon will like it, say Seiris. Where do you hit him the extra one? Take Sefer between his shoulders. Oh. Next halach nishne. In Amdu I say Alba Makas Ruuyis Lish Dalish. You're only allowed to hit him. You only if you we're only evaluated in sets of three, right? This guy can't handle 22 makas. We'll give him 21. He can't handle even 23 makas. We'll give him 21. Has to be a multiple of three. Now what happens if Abdul Kabla Arbaim? Let's say we evaluated him. He could get 40 lashes. But like him, Mikstas, he started getting some of them. But other than that, they see this guy's like dying. He can't accept 40. But now, they're only up to 22. Halacha is Pater. Once you started getting your Malkos, even if we want to revalue now, you are Pater. Abdul Lakabla Shmaina. Shmaina Eshmin. Evaluated him to get 18. Now the other way. Now they start after they got 18 that he looks pretty strong. He looks like he's doing good. When they started hitting him, they already gave him 18. Like, oh, this guy could get much more. But they're also pater. They were leaning to you. Even though we see you could get much more, since your original time we said you should get 18, you're pater, you don't get any more. Good? So you have two cases. First case is fun. I guess, yeah, that's what comes out. Let's see the refund. Let's go back to Chabad the Mouth, see the refund. Shinara Mispar Arbaim. Mipilu HaShavit V'kol L'fanak T'Yerushasim Mispar. The Samach Le'et said right next to it, Arbaim Yakenu Arbaim Yakenu. Darshina, we darshin it. Keman Dachsav is if it says, B'mispar Arbaim, which means minion the number, Shu Kaisaikim Es Arbaim, which would say that, so to speak, like a sikkim, like it summarizes it and it completes the 40, because first of all, like we can explain the Gemara, that's the number you stop by. But the likes it, we're going to explain the Gemara, the fact that it did not say Yakenu Arba'im B'Mispar, didn't say Yakenu Arba'im B'Mispar. So it didn't say Arba'im Yakenu, it didn't say Arba'im Yakenu Arba'im B'Mispar. Ella, what did it say? B'mitzvah Arbaim Yakenu, number 40, Shehid. Shavina, we hear from here. So I don't think this is what he means to say. Minayin, that's like, was Arbaim. From where do we know that you're completing the 40? Cheshbon. Ha.
Probably means. Minayin, is that the number that completes?
Minyan. Dagra, Minyan, the number, Hasaikim Arbaim, which so to speak completes, meaning Cheshbon HaMashlim, the Cheshbon which completes the scumshal around the amount of 40. So the goyim liquids acharabon that causes us to say the number 40 afterwards. This is 39. That's how many malchus you get. So again, he's saying, what's the pasuk mean? It says b'mitzvah arpam yakenu, which means when you get to the number 40, you should hit him until you get to the number 40. That's what he's learned. The fact that there that it could have just said, if you want to tell you get 40 lashes, said hit him 40 times yakenu, my problem, right? If I tell you hit it 40 times, what does that mean? Hit it 40 times. Why say Arba'im Yakenu 40 times? He should get hit.
Rather than just say hit 39 times. But the pasuk does say, you know, in the pasuk in the Torah, says Bamisbar that stops. It says, "Arvori yikot yipan titenu." You should 40. You shall hit him.
No, then it says and not more.
But 40, you shall hit him.
But the drush is Mistfar by him, the number that creates 40.
I know.
39.
Can they redress over Mistfar according to the number of his wickednesses? Then it says, our boy of he canoe. 40,
sure, but make it a drush.
You shouldn't add, and you shouldn't add on this. No, but I'm saying when you look at the pasuk, it's coming to say it's 39 because it says arbayim yikanu.
Right.
It seems to me that would be a proof to the Yehuda.
You want to say it's 40, but we're saying here it means until you get to the number arbayim. That's what Ravon's explaining himself. You're right. If you just say arbayim yakenu, you're right. That sounds like you mean you should get a 40. So the fact that it didn't say yakenu arbayim, hit it 40 times. You're telling me 40 hit him. That makes me sound like it's up till 40. That's what Ravon's saying. It's true. Really, you're right. If we just say arbayim, but since it should have said yakenu arbayim, hit him 40 times, and it's saying. Right, if it would say yakenu arbayim, hit him 40 times. You're right, that means hit him 40 times. But then it said it funny, it said arbayim yakenu 40 times hit him. That's what it means. The Rebbe's explaining where what the drush is. Since it could have just said it, since it could have just said arbayim yakenu arbayim, hit him 40 times. Instead it was saying it says yakenu arbayim. So that's the drush. It was saying it means only up to 40. It's because you should have said it the other way. That's the main drush. That's the way the Ravon is learning. Fine. What did the Mishnah say? We said, make sure you give threes. What does the body of Ravon say? We're English, Dalish. One of the Ravon is going to explain that you should give sets of, that you're supposed to give sets of threes. Va'amdu, let's see, the top Ravon of Chafez, my base, 22b. Va'amdu, let's say first they said he could get 40. And then in the middle they say, you know, we don't think the guy could get 40. So what would you think? What do you do? What do you think we should do?
The Lord says that he's puffer for the rest.
Oh, he's puffer for the rest. What would you think?
Maybe you could wait until he can recover and get more.
Or, how many, what stage, again, we want to give this guy 40, right? And we start giving a few makas, and even, let's say, he could even realize he could get 18. Right now he only got 10. We say this guy's not going to make it to 40. What's halacha? Right now, even if we only got till 10, once we realize we valued him wrong, he's ready off to home. I mean, let's say we're yeah. So let's say he can't get 40. Just stop. Let's say we thought originally he could get 40. That we see the guy said a few times, but we say maybe he can even get 18. Once we realize we made a mistake on the 40, even if the guy could, he's up to 3. He could go up to 18 even. Finish. We stop now.
So then it's groups of 3.
Doesn't
have any.
Yeah,
you get him less than the 39. The guy, if they make a mistake, goodbye. The guy's free. But there's a trick to the whole thing. You know the trick.
That's
the
next question. Oh, okay.
Let's see the top Rivan. For Amush Enyach the Kabbal Potter, the Kivan, the Nismazah, best thing, since he got a bazillion in best thing, for local Ksas, and he got hit a little bit. Sagi Leibach is enough for him with this. Avol, comes to Rav, says, however, let's give a different case. They evaluated him and they made the wrong evaluation. They did not yet start hitting him. Then we could reevaluate. So what do we say? So let's say again, the kid is by the best of a like a kta sagi Leibach. But let's say he did not get malchus. Rather, we valued him to get 40. Then we reevaluated him. He can't get anything. He's not potter, or he can't get all of them. He's not potter. We're not allowed to give less than what we evaluated. Give it to him after time. We're bringing another case. The Mishnah's case. What's the Mishnah's case? The Mishnah's case we evaluated. We started hitting and we realized we were wrong. Then he's about to take a walk. But let's say we evaluated, we said 40. And the doctor says, come back, let me take another look at you. I think you get 20. Then he still has to get 20. Right? What's wrong? So that's where he runs case. He runs case, he's giving another stage. The Mishnah scenario is that you evaluated him and you started hitting and you realize it's wrong. Let's say before you started hitting him, you realized your evaluation is wrong.
First of all, who makes the
evaluation? In Besson, they evaluated, don't worry. They have a doctor. Good, so he made a mistake. So he made a mistake. He realized he made a mistake. He allowed him to make a mistake. So he realized that if he realized a mistake earlier, then we go with the new thing. And we say, like Achaz Man. V'hachanai also, im amdu l'shmayna asar, let's say we said he could take 18 malchus. When we shall look about when he got malchus, chazru v'amdu, we reevaluate him, sheyachal adayin l'kab arbayim, that he could get 40. That's the last case in the Mishnah. There also your potter, what do we say? The same at the end of the Mishnah also. We thought you could get 18, and we're already in the middle of them. We're already up to number 9. You say, no, you're doing great. You could go to 40. There also, you don't get anything, right? But again, Ravan's saying, it's only if we already started doing it to you. If we didn't start yet, we thought you could only get 18. Now we see you could get 40. There also, we'll give you all of them. So let's see the second line on the page. Let's see this case again. Amdu l'ka v'shmayna eser. We thought he could take 18 v'shalaka. And when he starts getting malchus, amdu, we evaluate him. Shiyachu l'ka v'karbayim. He can get 40. So the lacha is your potter. Comes in and says, my time. What's the reason you get 39? The Torah says 40. Why do you get 39? There's our question. The Torah says 39. Where it says, ikziv arba'im bin misfar. It would say 40. In the number of 40, that's what you're supposed to get. Havamina. Arbayim. I would think you really need 40. Arbayim. Hashad the Sunnah that says the misbar arbayim. That's in the number of 40. Then minyan shusak was arbayim. It's the number that so to speak completes getting to 40, which is 39. Amar Rav. Kama tepshai sha'ar inshi. How foolish are people? The kaimim kaimim sefer Torah. They stand up for sefer Torah. The loy, but how scripture that they stand up for a sefer Torah? But loy kaim kaim gavur rabbi, they don't stand up for a chashur person. Tama chacham. The ilum sefer Torah, because in the sefer Torah it's written arbanim 40. Va'atzur arbanan batzur chader. Arbanan came and told us you should do one. You should do one less. What's he saying? Why are you such a tippish? You're such a tippish. You're standing up for a sefer Torah, not for a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because the Torah said you should get 40 lashes, and the Rabbanan teachers are only 39. So why are you a fool if you stand up for a sefer Torah, not a person? Because you know, you only understand what the sefer Torah is saying once you have the person to explain it to you, right? So it's true you're standing for the sefer Torah. But standing for the Talmud Chacham also could explain to you what it's saying. Because without him, you don't have a sefer Torah. But really, it's interesting because really it goes the other way around. Really, how do we know if to stand up for the first sefer Torah? Because the Marmik is a kavachar from a man. It says, if a Talmud Chacham is to stand up for him, kavachar is a sefer Torah you have to stand up for. But here it's interesting, we're going the other way around. Saying, if for a sefer Torah you stand up, for sure, you should stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Tomorrow we're going to try to get to the Mishnah. Hashem Sah.
22b.